Jade, Trav and Chris in the morning. Wave FM 96.5.
I drive past it every day. In fact, multiple times a day. And I need to know, Illawarra, what is going into the old Bunnings site?
You've seen the construction's up. There's taped off. Something's happening. There are changes afoot.
So I've heard a few different things, but I know a lot of people in the Illawarra, they're in the know. So I've put the call out. I want to know what's in there. Do you know? Tell me.
I like you say how they know. It's more like the Adele song.
Well, that's it. Exactly.
Like everyone's just going, oh, I've heard this is going in there. I've heard that's going in there. We want to know what you've heard. 4275 1965. Jenny from Cordo Heights, what have you heard's going in there?
Well, I heard ages ago that Spotlight were going to go in there with a few other little places, but from looks like the rumour mill saying it's not going to be the case.
No! I was actually really looking forward to Spotlight going in there because the one at Wollongong, there is no parking.
Yeah, it's too hard to get
to. That's why I don't go in there.
Yeah, so that would have been awesome.
And is that the only one in the Illawarra?
Yeah.
The one in Crown Street?
Yep.
Yes, it is. There's supposed to be one in Nowra, but that's just too far to go, just to go for a couple of things. I'd rather go spend my time at Shell Harbour and go do everything down there.
That's right. Oh, dang it. I was thinking that was going to go in there. I was getting excited.
Well, we don't know yet. We haven't confirmed or denied any rumours.
That's
but
true.
Thanks for letting us know what your rumour mill is churning out this morning, Jenny.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Sarah from Mount Warrigal. What is it you've heard?
Good morning. Look, I've heard that a rebel is rebel's moving from where it currently is, and it's going over to the new where Bunnings was. And I've also heard Super Cheap is moving. But personally, I think they need to just leave it as one big store and open a Costco.
Yeah, I would love that.
That would be so good.
Costco would just fulfill the area, seriously. Oh. I don't know why they would think anything else would work.
Sarah, that's such a good idea. I joined Costco a couple of years ago, the one up in Sydney, and I was like, made a special trip to Sydney just to go to Costco. I ended up letting my membership lapse because it was too much.
Yeah.
But it was the best.
Oh, see, I'm lucky. My mum lives in Sydney, so I could stay at my mum's house and go shopping and, you know, live life to the fullest and enjoy it.
So jealous of you. You are really living, Sarah, from Mount Warrigal. You are living.
You've got the free accommodation. You've got your 200 rolls of toilet paper. You are living, Barry.
That's it. Hey, and my 3-kilo Nutella. Who can go wrong?
That's right. Your life is set.
4275 1965. If you know or think you know, we've heard rumours of, well, it wasn't really rumours, a suggestion that Costco would be great, which you and I were on the bandwagon for.
Somebody told me Officeworks, which I'd like that because at the moment I need to go to Ferry Meadow to get that kind of stuff, so that would be good too.
Ellen from Blackbutt, what is the rumours that you've heard, mate?
Hi, the rumours I heard from one of the salespeople from Bunnings last year, we asked her and she said that she thought it was going to be outlet shop.
Oh, like DFO-style stuff.
Shops with discount. And then when we went past the other day, it looks like it's divided up into different sections, different doorways leading into different...
Yep.
That's what the girl said from Bunnings, and that's what we thought.
Ellen, I do like the sound of a DFO-style place. Wouldn't that be good? Bargain shopping.
Well, that's what I thought. As soon as I heard that, I thought, that's right up your alley, Jade.
Yes. Love a little shop.
David, you should be in the know, mate. This is happening in your neck of the woods. You are in Shell Harbour. What have you heard, mate?
Well, it's not really what we've heard. We got a letter.
Comes straight from the horse's mouth, then. This is not just something that was...
Not really that hard.
Got to check your mailbox like I haven't all of this year at least.
That reeks of effort, Paul. I'd rather just put the call out on the radio.
Jade's saving her legs. She's not trying to reach 10,000 steps a day.
Everybody's been like, oh, what's happening here? What's this? You know, is it this? And I'm like, well... In the letter.
Okay, well, Paul, you've got it in writing. Do tell us what is going into that site. Put me out of my misery.
TK Maxx, Pet Barn, Baby Bunting, Ronnie's and Rebel, I think.
Jeez, they're turning into a mini mall.
They really are.
Yeah, but it's a waste of time because Rebel's moving from where they are to down the road.
Yeah.
So that's going to leave that warehouse open. Ronnie's is moving from where they are up at Woolies, so that's going to leave that open and empty it again. And Pet Barn's moving from behind the cinemas over to there, and that's going to leave another place empty.
That's going to perplex me even more. instead of not knowing what's happening in one building, I'm now not going to know what's happening in three buildings.
Happening in three of them.
Somebody who has to know is the mayor of Shell Harbour herself, Marianne Sabliba. What is going into the old Bunnings place?
Well, I can have a guess like everybody else has because I actually don't know.
Oh.
Because there was bulky goods in there in the past,
yeah.
It will be bulky goods that are in there again. That is mm-hmm. a right. bit like, you know, chemist warehouses and things like that.
Costco.
But the DA was to divide it into five stores. I mean, like I'd love to see Officeworks. I'd yes. love to see Spotlight. Yes. There's a whole range of things I'd love to see there, but I don't know.
Well, we were just talking to David, who lives in Shell Harbour, just right next to it. He said it's like the back of his house or something, and he said he got a letter in the mail saying these are all the properties going into it, and he thought that was from Shell Harbour Council, but not the case.
These are operational matters, so usually I'm the last to find out about it.
You'll find out when they have a grand opening and ask you to come and cut the ribbon.
Oh, and I'll be very happy to do it. Look, whatever goes there, if it's new things that we don't already have in the city, or provides the opportunity for us to get other stores into Shell Harbour, I think it's great.
Well, that's the thing. What we're hearing is it's mostly stores that are relocating from other areas in Shell Harbour. So what's the plan then for those stores, or you don't have much of a say on that?
Well, it frees up those stores then for other businesses to come in and move into those. So either way, whether it is other stores that are already in Shell Harbour relocating and therefore making available other areas, it's still a bonus for people in Shell Harbour. We're very lucky. We've got some great businesses in Shell Harbour.
What I'm hearing is the Costco dream is still alive, Jade.
Yes, that's still what alive. I got from that too.
May not be in Bunnings. It'll be somewhere in Shell Harbour though. We'll start
Nothing.
The campaign.
I Let's do it.
Costco. I love Costco.
Jade, Trav and Chris in the morning. Wave FM 96.5.
I'm not winning, Chris, and I haven't been winning in more ways than one. Over the weekend, Saturday, you weren't here, but it was a hot, humid, muggy day. And Milko, last minute, had to go to Townsville to buy a car, pick up a car that we'd bought, and so he was driving back. Saturday night, we had tickets to go see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at Capitol Theatre.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this for weeks. So because Milko wasn't around, we had to take Arwen, our 18-month-old, last minute. Couldn't get a babysitter, so I'm like, we'll take her. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. She'll be all right.
The show starts at 7:30. She'll be asleep by then. She'll sleep through it all. We're going to have a
patiently.
Nice bonding time. It's going to be Mama Jude, myself,
the girls,
16-year-old Alani, 5-year-old Lulu, baby Arwen, girls bonding. Let's go. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, bring it on.
What could possibly go wrong?
Everything. So just getting ready was a feat enough because sweat was pouring off me. I don't even know why I bothered with makeup.
Yeah.
But anyway, finally bundled everyone in the car at 4:30. I thought, let's leave early. That gives me 3 hours to get to Capitol State Theatre. We can do this. Drive up was actually pretty good because we're listening to Spotify, so we were doing a sing-along to Mamma Mia and Sound of Music or some other great musicals. Got up there, drove to Capitol Theatre, realised that there was no parking to be seen. So I had to drive around for another half hour. Thank God we left early. Found a car parking spot. Went through in there. Drove up and down to the top, like up to the top level. Found one of the last parks. Had to walk to Capitol Theatre. 4 blocks. With an 18-month-old and a 5-year-old who both don't like to walk. That was tough. All right. So we're kid wrangling the whole way to there. Get to the theatre finally. Again, sweat is pouring off me. I feel like I smell. I'm like, I'm just going to get myself a bubbles because I need a champers. Mummy needs a little wine.
Take the edge off.
Take the edge off. So I went to order that. Meanwhile, one child's gone one way. The other one's gone the other way. And I'm trying, and Alani's going, Mom, the girls have taken off. Finally got them, got in there. Then I realised that our tickets are set apart. So 2 seats are in one row, 2 seats are in the other. And I looked at Mum and Alani. I said, you two go sit together. I'll take the short straw.
Oh,
I'll sit with Lulu and
she
Arwen.
She sacrificed herself.
I did.
The captain has fallen on the sword.
So I sat, and I had Arwen on my lap, Lulu next to me, pouring with sweat because I was just so hot. I was so hot and I had on one of those outfits that wasn't made of cotton, so that wasn't a good choice either. Anyway, sitting there, Lulu has no perception of an inside voice, so she's talking really loud through the whole thing and at the quietest moments too, Mum, Mum, chocolate, chocolate. Yes, yes, it's Chocolate Factory, darling. Yep, that you can't eat though. We're not going to jump on the stage and get any. That's just for show.
Mouth closed, not only for talking, but also don't eat anything, please.
That's right. And meanwhile, Arwen's on my lap and the young girl next to us, Arwen's taking a shine to her, so she's poking her and trying to play with her hair. I'm just like, And then I give her a drink because she wants a drink. And I'm like, just go to sleep, child. Go to sleep. Shh. She gets the bottle, tips it all over herself, all over me. So we are saturated. That was about the time that I had to abort. So I like had to leave and get out of my chair and go out. Meanwhile, Lulu's sitting by herself. The nappy bag and everything's in there. I had to go to an usher and go, I've left my child. She's in that seat. She's by herself and all my stuff's in there as well. I'm dripping wet. Arwen's dripping wet. Would you mind just going in there and just get into stuff? Lulu didn't want to go with them, did she? She's like, no, I'm sitting here. I'm watching it. So I said, okay, can you get my mum and my daughter? And then they'll get Lulu and then we'll leave. Finally, they all came out and the clothes that I thought I'd pack for Arwen weren't in my bag. They were in the car. I'm like, we're going. Aborting. To make matters worse, before the show, when I ordered my first drink, they said, oh, can you actually order drinks for intermission. I'm like, oh, I'll order a champagne so I can just go up and pick it up. That'd be great. Left that there. $13.50, sacrifice for one glass of champagne. So I threw Arwen over my shoulder, grabbed Lulu's hand, got Mama Jude and Lally, and we hightailed it back to the car. Never doing that again, ever, ever. If you've got children under 5, do not take them to the theatre in Sydney. It's not going to end well for anyone.
Your life. There are no words. That can only happen to you. Anything that could go wrong possibly went wrong.
Just a little tip to other people. If you were thinking about it because you thought it might be fun, all the kids
I'll take
Charlie
the kids to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Don't do it.
Put on the DVD.
Exactly. Watch it at home. Definitely do that.
Your own chocolate
I recommend
ready.
A stiff drink for that too.
Jade, Trav and Chris in the morning. Wave FM 96.5.